The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The RSA has been accused of displaying appalling disrespect to people with disabilities after a controversial new ad was launched. I'm joined by transport commentator and consultant to the RIAC, Conor Faulkner. Conor, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Hi.
First of all, you better describe this ad for people who haven't seen it. It's very visual.
It's very visual, yeah.
So there's no point in me playing the soundtrack of the ad.
Not a bit, no. And it's a little kind of slice of life thing. You're looking at a young man. He's, what, early 20s, perhaps. And he's going about his life, but he needs to get lifts, physical lifts from his mates.
Now, you don't see that in the initial shot. You see head and shoulders.
Yeah.
And you don't know that this man has a mobility problem.
Bright young lad going about his day. And then the camera pans back and you see he's physically being carried by his mate. Or his mammy. And he says to his girlfriend then, you know, can you pick me up? And you see that his girlfriend is physically carrying him with a fireman.
She literally picks him up.
Yeah. And it's all intended to be humorous. Now, you know, some of these things are hit and miss. You know, if a comedian tells a gag, I don't know whether you're going to laugh or not. But the purpose is to get at that advertising problem demographic, which is the young males. And it's a humorous approach. The backstory or the message, if you like, emerging is that this guy has lost his license and therefore needs to rely on mates and mammy and everybody else to go about his business and do the things that he wants to do. And, you know, the message is, behave yourself on the roads and don't lose your license.
Now, we've had people like NASA Hurricane, the TD, calling for the RSA to be disbanded, saying it's disrespectful to people who've got disabilities. Oh. She, it seems, has a child with a disability.
And look, I think the outrage is absolutely bonkers. I mean, it really is. And NASA Hurricane, to be frank, should know better. And I think on reflection, maybe, I mean, she issued a tweet calling on the RSA to be disbanded, which is beyond ludicrous. Look, about the ad itself, and the other usual suspects were triggered by it as well. But about the ad itself, it is difficult to reach that demographic, and we know that the RSA have to. Penalty points, the total data set of penalty points, it's about 500,000 people who have them. It's 2/3 male, so it's very much a male thing, and it's skewed young. And it is difficult to reach that target market. So the RSA are sort of trying different things, and this is one of them. But, you know, if you can't address a subject with humour for fear of somebody being triggered, well, you know, I don't know how you go about conveying messages at all.
So you don't find the ad distasteful in any way?
I get it. You know,
outrage?
If you were looking to be offended, I dare say you could look at that ad and be offended, but I think you just have to accept that sometimes the conversation is neither directed at you nor about you, and there's, you know, other things that happen in life. I don't have a problem with a targeted ad, but as I say, if you're looking to be outraged by something, you can be triggered fairly readily. And, you know, this is controversial in inverted commas, because in some sense, the usual suspects who leap up and down whenever the RSA does anything have chosen this to leap up and down about and direct criticism of the RSA. And I worry about that a little bit, because we do need an RSA. There's talk of, you know, gelding it or reducing its role. And I don't think that's something we should be doing. I have my own criticisms of the RSA, but to be honest, this ad campaign would not be one of them.
Now, the idea that implicit in this is some sort of victim blaming, and in any road accidents which might result in a disability, the person with the disability may have not been at fault at all. In other words, it wasn't through their carelessness or their speeding that they end up with this disability. So if you look at it from that point of view, it might appear like victim blaming.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're telling a little slice of life story in any context at all, if you're going to speak freely, you shouldn't have to sort of pause everywhere and, you know, acknowledge everybody else. You're allowed to have a conversation in context. You're allowed to make a quip or a joke in context. And in the RSA's attempts to get at this difficult demographic, they're using humour. I recall older campaigns, and listen, I say I have my own criticisms. I don't think this is brilliant work. But the RSA historically had some really, really hard-hitting campaigns that were, you know, triggered a lot of people and were genuinely controversial in their time and provoked conversation. But as I say, on this occasion, I think if you're looking to be outraged, I dare say you could watch any ad break and even just as a little exercise, decide what you could get outraged about. And you could usually find something. And it can't sort of cancel a campaign or stop the RSA or anybody else trying to have a naturalistic conversation with a target market.
Now, the question is where the target market, which is the young male particularly, where they get their viewing. I mean, are they sitting down watching Coronation Street or EastEnders? I doubt it.
I doubt it. It'll be video on demand.
It'll be on their phone. So is this the most likely place that this is going to pop up on social media platforms? And basically, when you're maybe using a search engine, it'll pop up there.
Yeah, and they'll blast it on TV too, because they do want a sort of a global awareness of a campaign. And, you know, in days gone by and in years gone by, I've been involved when the RSA was sort of putting together campaigns. And it's a pretty comprehensive thing. There's a sort of a science to it. And they'll identify the number of hits and the traction that the ad gets, etc. And they'll be able to see if it's a good one or a bad one, performance-wise.
Well, this is where the advantage of, you know, counting the clicks. Which you can't really do on television. I mean, there used to be an ad years ago, I think, for the newspaper advertising business.
Yeah.
And it was a picture of a television set which was illuminating a couple who were hard at it on the sofa. And the tagline was, when you're paying for a huge ad on television, just who is being screwed. That was the...
Yeah, there you go.
In other words, they were saying, just because the TAM ratings or the Nielsen ratings indicate that a program is being watched does not mean that your ad is being seen.
Yeah, and you can get a false comfort from that. And you can also get ad agencies blowing a whole load of smoke at you as well with their magic and mirrors. And you wonder, I mean, it's an old saying in that business that half of your advertising budget is wasted. The difficulty is you'll never know which half. Yeah. And to some degree, you have to spend, if you want to push a campaign out, if you want it to get traction, you want people to be talking about it in that sense.
Well, the one where texters straight away says the ad is working, because you are talking about it.
Well, there you go. And so to some degree, you want it to sort of pervade the landscape, because that gives the young man who sees it on the phone, it gives it more traction and magnifies it. And maybe it'll land and maybe they'll move the needle. It's a notoriously difficult group to talk to change behaviour. I said I would have different criticisms. I mean, I actually think the controversy has no merit. It just has no merit. There was stuff from the cycling campaign and stuff from Nessar. I just don't think there's any merit in that criticism. However, I don't think it's a brilliant ad. You know, I'm not convinced they are reaching that demographic. And one criticism I have is that nobody really believes they're going to lose their license. They just don't believe it to be true. I said we have 500,000 people with penalty points. The total number who accumulate 12 in any one year is actually less than 1,000. It's a very small number. I don't think it'll feel realistic in that sense. I doubt if any of those people in the target market even has a mate or knows somebody who might have lost their license, because they don't see enough Gardaí.
Is there a problem for the RSA that they are damned if they do and damned if they don't? I mean, there was criticism a few weeks back only saying they're not advertising enough. That back in the day when you had these horrific ads which were demonstrating the damage that occurs when a collision happens at high speed or at any speed indeed, and they are no more. So where is your campaign? Why are you not hitting the people? And then they come out with this and they're criticised for it.
Yeah, and, you know, they said they'd no money because of, you know, their income is not what it was. And the government actually bunged them some extra cash to get, you know, to produce some new TV ads and to get out there. And this is what they're trying to do. So to some degree, misdirected criticism. Also, what's driving all of this clearly is the rise in road deaths. That's the thing that has everybody in a tizzy, quite rightly so, and looking for the policy interventions. And this is an old one, but it remains the most valid point. The RSA and everybody needs Gardaí on the ground. If you don't physically see Gardaí and feel that actually, you know, I might lose my license if I'm careless, but if you don't believe that because it's disconnected from reality, then, you know, the RSA, God bless them, is whistling in the wind, no matter how much money they spend on advertising. So I think they have to pick their campaigns with great care and try and convince young people that, you know, that it will have consequences for them. And I'm not sure this ad is a bullseye.
Here is the alternative view. The ad is vile, says one of my texters. I'm disabled. I need help. to get in and out of cars and cannot travel independently. This, I guarantee, will affect the mental health of the disabled community. We carry enough guilt about the help that we need. A daily reminder of it under the guise of road safety is soul-destroying for many people.
Well, look, you can't help but feel sympathy for the person, but at the same time, like, not all conversations are on that subject. This is a conversation about and directed to young men who are used to driving and living all their social life with the convenience of a car, and asked to think about, what if suddenly you couldn't do that? That's what the conversation is about, and that's at whom it's directed. Now, if you, in a sense, are peripheral to a conversation, or you overhear something, or there's an ad for a ski holiday that comes on next on the TV, or there's an ad for, hurling cool camps comes on next, and you've no kids. You know, if you're looking for things in the landscape to be reminded about your own perspective and to be triggered by, well, look, you know, I don't wish to sound unsympathetic, but to some degree, in modern life, your triggers are your own problem. Not everybody can stop every conversation to acknowledge every perspective.
Another text. What a daft ad when everyone should be car sharing and we should all be arranging to give lifts to each other. And by the way, I'm a cyclist and I don't drive, but I'm a very independent individual. The ad may have been intended to be humorous, and maybe that explains why it misses the mark on many levels. A person loses their license for several reasons. All are serious, and some involve the loss of life. The RSA has opted for the wrong tone on this issue.
Those are probably valid criticisms. As I say, I don't think this ad is a bullseye. And they've produced other ads. There's an e-scooter ad recently as well. And look, maybe I'm completely wrong, but I just thought it was dreadful.
The cardboard boxes, which is very odd.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, if I was in a focus group providing feedback to the advertisers, I'd say, well, bin that. It's a load of rubbish. But I'm a sample of one. And look, there are ways of measuring the success of these things. But if the RSA or anyone advertising anything, if they have to tiptoe through a minefield of, look, are there any perspectives out there? 5 million people in the country, hands up, anyone? Was anybody likely to be offended by this remark? And only when thus filtered can you say anything? Well, then you just have a landscape of anodyne conversation and absolutely no possibility of reaching that target market.
Pat, I think the RSA ad says more about the state of public transport in this country than anything else.
Well, maybe it does. Maybe it does. And, you know, I'm a cyclist who does drive and a bus user as well. And cycling facilities are better than they were. The bus service is better than it was. There's still plenty of occasions where I will need to drive for practical reasons. And the city's disappointing in that regard. But as I say, we talk about transport every week, Pat. And there's probably not a conversation that you and I have had that you couldn't find a reason to be angered by.
Is there maybe an ambiguity about the ad? I mean, when you see the guy getting a lift from his pal, getting a lift from his girlfriend, getting a lift from his mother, and literally they're punning on the idea of a lift by carrying him. Is there an ambiguity? He's doing this because he can't drive himself. Is there a suggestion that it is someone who has lost the use of their limbs?
No, there is no such suggestion that I can see. Maybe somebody could misinterpret it and say, you know, he can't walk because he was injured in the accident, and people seem to think it's funny. There's a concept in...
That's not intended, though it could be understood from the ad.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the ambiguous bit.
And the nature of ads as well is people see them peripherally. You know, you catch them out of the corner of your eye without even really looking at them. And there's probably people out there now who've decided to be offended by this ad, and they haven't even seen it yet, because they hear the concept described and decide, oh, that must be being rude to somebody. So as I say, if you're determined to be triggered, real life will trigger you 20 times a day. But if we're all going to have kind of adult conversations with each other, we can't stop and be triggered every 5 minutes. We never get anywhere.
Transport commentator, consultant to the RIAC, Conor Faulkner, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.